Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great time here in Washington, D.C. at the 2006 NFIB Small Business Summit and introducing you to some of the champion small business owners in America. And the one who's sitting in front of me right now is Megan Duckett. She's the owner of So What, S-E-W, What, Incorporated. She's the winner of the Dell NFIB Innovation Award. And she's our new friend. Megan, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Congratulations on the award yesterday.
Terribly exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah, what a day.
When did you know you were going to win that award?
Well, I'll be honest. When the finalist list was brought out.
When they read it, huh?
Well, I didn't imagine that we would be the ones to enjoy the first place or to appreciate the award,
but you had no idea and just totally shocked.
Oh no, I had been pre-warned.
Just before. I
guess. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, folks, as you if you haven't picked up so far, you will over the interview that Megan is she lives in California, but that's not where you're from originally.
No, I'm from Melbourne, Australia.
Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down under.
Exactly, down under. Great. Australians are wonderful people. And an awful lot like Americans, I think.
Yes.
And very friendly folks. The friendliest people on the planet, in my opinion, are Australians.
Well, I never hear anybody.
I've never met a person from Australia that wasn't a very, very friendly person.
No, that's right. Yeah, it's a great place to travel.
What's in the water down there, Megan?
What's in the water?
Yeah.
Beer.
Yeah, I got you. We're not going to get anything over on Megan today, folks. She's pretty sharp. Okay, Megan, tell us about your company. So What?
Well,
so what do you do?
So what do we do? That's right. That's how the name came about. Somebody asked me one day to sew the lining into some coffins. And I said,
oh, really?
Yes. I said, you want me to sew what? And hence the name. But essentially, we're a theatrical drapery manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're manufacturing for the theater, cinema, rock and roll,
right,
and entertainment industries.
Now, when you say theatrical drapery, you know, I think of all the drapes that come back and forth in theaters and operas and things like that.
That's it.
You know, the big heavy, they weigh, a ton or whatever.
That's it.
You do those?
We do those.
For the permanent ones, the drapes that will be there for 50 years or whatever.
Yes, both the permanent and the temporary.
For like a tour or something.
For a tour, for a theater.
Or a movie.
Yeah,
like
absolutely. Some of the pieces are really heavy, too. I think our heaviest drape was 1,200 pounds.
I believe it.
Yeah.
So you were just minding your own business one day,
mm-hmm.
and somebody said, look, I've got this coffin that needs something sewn into it. Would you do that? Why did they ask you that?
Well, I was working for a staging company at the time, and staging
meaning... Now, this wasn't for a funeral. This is for like a production?
This was actually for Knott's Berry Farm. I don't know if you're familiar.
I've been to Knott's Berry Farm.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Like a Disneyland.
This was like a display, though, right?
It was.
It wasn't like, you know, if we got to hurry up and get this casket. Somebody's got to go in the ground, right? It wasn't one of those.
Well, I could throw the spin on the story here and let you know that it was a used coffin.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah. Yeah, no, really, it was.
Used coffin, huh?
Yes, it was a...
Okay, that might be a little too much information,
yes,
Megan.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, and so from there you said what?
I said, sure, I'll take a shot at it.
And what made you go from coffins to drapes?
Well, I think I really enjoyed the...
You enjoyed it, huh?
I enjoyed the project of working with the fabric and...
Had you done that before?
No, I hadn't.
You've been in the entertainment business
before. Always, yeah. Yeah. Actually, as an electrician. I apprenticed as an electrician.
Well, so. I got to say, you're the best-looking electrician I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of electricians.
Thank you.
Usually, they don't look like you. But anyway, so now, then what happened?
Well, the business just essentially, my home business, I would call it, started to grow.
You started in your home?
I started on the kitchen table.
It's right there on the kitchen table, yeah, like so many people have.
Yeah. Progressed eventually to the floor of the dining room and mm-hmm. at some point made it into the garage. But
Megan, there are millions of people, especially women, sitting at their kitchen table right now, wanting to do something different, start their own business, stay home with their children more, be a little more in control of their lives, and have the dream come true that you kind of have right now?
Yes.
What would you say to them? What do you know now? Now, you came over here in 91. When did you start sewing? When did you start doing this?
The real business didn't start until 98.
Okay. 98. What do you know now that if when you were on the kitchen table in 98, that you didn't know then that you could tell all these people?
I would say that this is the land of opportunity. The American dream does exist, and it is attainable with a commitment, and not necessarily a financial commitment, but just a commitment from the heart to pursue what you really want. It can be done.
So you're saying that even though you got to have capital,
don't let that
get in the way. Don't let not having capital get in the way of your. Because I mean, obviously, yes. you got to be able to buy a computer. You had to have tools to do your sewing, and you have to tell people about yourself. There has to be some capital. But what you're saying is you can do that incrementally.
Absolutely, and we did. We started with just one sewing machine.
You say we.
Well, I guess I say we because I talk about the company as a whole.
Right.
But you started
by yourself?
I did, mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I is altogether too much about me. So.
I understand. Well, that's well said. How many employees you got?
33.
33 employees. Megan Dugan Duckett, ladies and gentlemen, and I are going to be right back after these messages. She's the winner of the Dell NFIB Innovation Award here at the NFIB's Small Business Summit, 2006 Summit in Washington, D.C. I'll be right back. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
And realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blassingay, the small business advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34. After the hour, I'm Jim Blassingay, the small business advocate. Excuse me, and I'm very glad to be here at our nation's capital at the 2006 NFIB Small Business Summit. My website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog and all those things, and thousands of archives and articles are all available to you there. I hope you'll take advantage of that. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Megan Duckett is still in front of me. She is the owner and the founder and the award-winning owner, I should say, of So What out of California. And originally from Australia.
Correct.
And America is... could you have accomplished what you've accomplished in America? Could you have done that in Australia?
Well, interestingly, I think because the market that we're servicing is so niche, perhaps the opportunity would not have existed there. As I don't think there's quite as big, or there wasn't at the time, film industry. Being in California, so close to Hollywood, where the big rock and roll shows all start, where the studios are.
Well, your business is perfectly suited for a California location.
It is.
So that might not have been an opportunity for you in Australia. But what about just being a business owner in Australia?
I think that the opportunities there now are quite similar to here,
yeah.
Although I think there's many, many features of the economy here that allow small businesses to, you know, get out there and give it a try. Hopefully with our efforts through NFIB, we can continue to improve that.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah, because we need to consider the positive as well.
Absolutely. What do you hope to accomplish by your visit this week to Washington, D.C.?
The biggest concerns for us, of course, there are several, but the death tax is a concern, of course.
You'd like to be able to pass, you've got a young son, and you'd like to be able to pass your business on to him when you move on to the next level. Without him having to pay taxes on all the things you've already paid taxes on.
That's right. Yeah, I imagine it would probably put our business out of business.
It does, a lot of times.
Yes. Tort reform, without fail. Workers' comp, wow, we really saw an amazing improvement in our workers' comp rates just this last year.
By lobbying in the state in the state of
correct.
California.
Correct. Yeah. The rates dropped right down.
A lot of people who aren't small business owners don't realize how much of a burden workers' comp can be on a small business owner.
Oh.
I know small business owners that have gone out of business because of that.
Absolutely. It's debilitating. When the rates are that high, it encourages, unfortunately,
right.
people to operate without
exactly
workers'
right.
compensation. Right. And therein lies a big problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, what about health care? You've got 33 employees. Are you providing health care for
yes,
employees?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Health care. We provide a medical plan and a simple IRA, which
right.
for their retirement. And we recently introduced, actually just a week ago in celebration of this award, we've introduced a paid vacation policy for our sewing staff,
right.
which while many businesses have that kind of a benefit, it's a little unusual in the sewing industry
right.
because typically people are hired on a piece.
On a contract basis.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we don't do that. Our employees are full-time and
right.
They're going to enjoy
they
the benefit. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
What about your website?
Website. Love the website.
What is it?
www.sowhatinc.com.
Sowhatinc.com.
Yeah.
All right. And now that's you do a lot of business online, don't you?
An enormous amount of our business, I think.
How much would you say?
Our new customer growth would be 70% website
wow.
driven.
What do you attribute that to?
Search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm. You think that's the big key, right?
That is the key.
You got to be when people are looking for the things that you do. You got they're going to be going to search engines and looking for those things, aren't
you
they?
You got to be there. Having a website is not enough.
Right.
On its own.
You
anymore.
Can't just open up. You can't just open up a storefront. You got to put a sign out there, don't you?
You absolutely
and,
do.
And directions to get in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be able to do that. 30 seconds. What's your best advice to small business owners out there right now?
Keep your chin up, become an NFIB member. Together we can make a difference. Let's combine our values and the new technologies that are out here, as you say, be it incrementally, but give it your best shot.
Megan, congratulations on being the Dell winner, the Dell NFIB Innovation Award winner. You got a $30,000 check yesterday, didn't you? Congratulations.
Hooray.
Give me,
thank
give me
you.
Five. All right. Megan Duckett, ladies and gentlemen, award-winning small business owner out of California, originally from Australia. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Hank Kopsiel is going to have to try to follow Megan, and I don't envy him for that. We'll do the best we can, though, folks. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.